This racist theory was very popular in the popular literature back in the 19th century, and it was not effectively disproven and shown that the mounds were in fact built by Native Americans until the very end of the 19th century. And we now know that there was this fantastic flowering of mortuary cults in eastern North America, which flourished for centuries. The first of these cultures was the so-called Adena culture of the Ohio Valley. The first culture to really elaborate burial mounds. There'd been some burial mounds earlier, but these people now began to build ceremonial enclosures and burial mounds for important kin leaders. Between 200 BC and AD 400, another tradition came into being, the Hopewell tradition, an elaboration of Adena, which probably was a set of unifying beliefs. It wasn't a society. It was large numbers of village societies who were mainly living off hunting and gathering with very limited agriculture, who were joined by probably communal beliefs in ancestors and in burial practices, and were linked also by an elaborate system of ceremonial exchanges of gifts. How do we know this? Because of the artifacts found in these communal burial mounds. Artifacts buried with prominent individuals. Objects of great exoticness and value. There was, at this time, an efflorescence of artistic expertise and long-distance trade, which seems to have functioned under the umbrella of ceremonial gift-giving between individuals. Presumably, you gave a gift to a chiefdom, one of your opposite number, in a neighboring community or community some distance away, as a way of cementing a relationship which allowed a lot more prosaic trade in foodstuffs and so on to go on. But these ceremonial objects included such things as wooden masks, obsidian, a volcanic glass, which came all the way to the Midwest from Yellowstone Park, native copper, which was hammered into simple artifacts, which came from outcrops far to the north in the Great Lakes region, and mica objects made of mica from southern Appalachia, made into the forms of bird claws, human profiles, and so on. All of this trade and ceremonial burial being lavished on a few people. Hopewell settlements were just small villages, but the earthworks and complex mortuary customs hint at this pervasive religious ideology which extended in art styles and burial practices from New York State to as far afield as Louisiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Very widespread, probably never formalized, but these gift-giving and constant demonstrations of prestige and power between these rulers who were presiding basically over village society. And then after AD 400, the Hopewell tradition declined. The center of religious and political power shifted southward. And these were the critical centuries when maize and bean agriculture came into widespread use, adding new and vital staples to the diet. An analogy would be rice cultivation in Southeast Asia, which was a sort of kick to the development of society. Here, the new crops came into use as growing populations, and perhaps the growing demands of a small but powerful elite were creating social stress and pressure toward new political and social organizations. Now, maize and beans, as we said earlier on, are demanding crops. River valleys were transformed completely as maize cultivation replaced the traditional fishing and fowling and wild plants as the major provider of food.